every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year. A reading from the letter of James. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. Your wealth has rotted away. Your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and that corrosion will be a testimony against you. It will devour your flesh like a fire. You have stored up treasure for the last days. Behold, the wages you withheld from the workers who harvested your fields are crying aloud, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the righteous one. He offers you no resistance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
This is the way of those who trust in folly, the end of those who are contented with their lot. Like sheep, they are herded into the netherworld. Death is their shepherd, and upright the rule over them.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Quickly, their form is consumed. The netherworld is their palace. But God will redeem me from the power of the netherworld by receiving me.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Fear not when a man grows rich, when the wealth of his house becomes great. For when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Though in his lifetime he counted himself blessed, they will praise you for doing well for yourself. He shall join the circle of his forebears, who shall no more see the light of day.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I was looking up on the internet the five most tasteless foods. So, and they listed oats and chia seeds as something in there, you know. So I never knew what chia seeds were to somebody put it on my oatmeal. But the idea of salt is in the gospel today, but the word insipid means not tasty. So things that are insipid or don't taste, have a lot of taste to them. So the tasteless foods. I like oats, and they're very good for you. And so are chia seeds, by the way. They're antioxidants. So some of the things that don't taste good are good for you. And the foods that are really tasty, perhaps, are not so good. But I think we should enjoy life and enjoy delicious meals and so forth. But the idea of salt is the image we have today. If salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? And so keep salt in ourselves. The problem we have in the first reading is once again about riches. It's a common theme that if we're grasping on to wealth, or we're grasping on to the things of the world, that they can actually pull us down from being salty or being full of life. So if our hand causes you to sin, if we're grasping onto something, we should cut it off. And not to literally cut the arm off, but we should refuse to grasp towards those things. Or if we had our hand cut off, we couldn't reach out and grab it. And if eye causes you to sin, tear it out, which means if we were blind, we wouldn't look at certain things. Of course, we have a big problem today with people reaching out to things in the internet or looking at them, we need to cut that out somehow. We need to teach our young people, to not reach for those things and not to look at them. The question of being salty is keeping the salt within us is very important. And the last thing it says in the gospel today, it says, or one of the last things it says, everyone will be salted with fire. So this image of fire is now, salted with fire. How do you salt something with fire? And I think it's the fire can always refer to the image of the Holy Spirit. I wish there was a fire on earth and how it were blazing. But the fire has also certain qualities to it. The fire of love warms the hearts of other people. So the salt, in a certain sense, does give taste to life. And the fire of the Holy Spirit warms us. So fire has a very attractive element to it. People, draw around the campfire, and they feel the warmth of that and the light in the midst of the darkness. And so the fire is a great image. And salted with fire, we see that the Holy Spirit is doing that. It's bringing us consolation and joy. But fire has a purifying element to it as well. Things are purged or purified by fire, like gold is refined in fire. So the Holy Spirit's also doing that, refining us of learning how to, or putting that fire into us, but learning how to take away the things that don't give us life and to put into the salt, you might say, the things that do give us light. But these are the images that are in the gospel today, so just take about 30 seconds and think about that. How can we become more salty or more flavorful rather than insipid?